First capital improvement projects, the 2016 sewer replacement pipe bursting project is 80% complete, and the Highway 6 waterline project will begin construction in September. In our development services and economic development groups, the monthly building permit report reflects that we have maintained our year-over-year increase in single-family permits with 41 permits in July versus 28 in July of 2016 and less than that in 2015. The following projects were recently submitted to development services. Lytle, a 36,000-square-foot grocery store at the corner of West Villa Maria and North Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The site will be accompanied by a Murphy USA fueling station. The Forest Pines Apartment Complex, which will be a 240-unit complex built at the corner of Leonard Road and North Harvey Mitchell Parkway, and will include 10 buildings, covered parking, and a dog park. Development Services staff is working diligently to assist BISD in wrapping up all their construction projects. Currently, SFA is in the final stages of completion, as are Long, Rayburn, and Crockett Elementary Schools. Parks and Pools update. We're pleased to announce the new Parks and Recreation Director is Linda Cornelius, who is anticipated to start on October 2nd. Linda is currently the Parks and Recreation Director at the City of Highland Village, and prior to her seven-year tenure there, she served as the Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Burney and as the Recreation Superintendent for the City of College Station. She's a graduate of Texas A&M with a bachelor's degree in health and physical education. We look forward to having Linda join us and continue the progress made in Parks and Recreation. Lastly, as an update to the ADA project in the front of the municipal building, the contractor was removed from the job some time ago, and now the bonding company is working to hire another contractor to complete the project. Unfortunately, we don't yet have an estimated date of completion, and apologize for the inconvenience, but at this point it was unavoidable.